When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me, I have Alan Minskoff, a contributor to Audiophile. Hi, Alan, how are you?
I'm good, Joe, and this is Fiction Week. We haven't had one in a long time, so I am very enthusiastic.
Well, I love fiction, so let's just kick it off. Where are we starting?
We are starting with one of, I think, America's hottest young writers, Tommy Orange.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who's there was a huge hit and won awards. And this is the prequel and sequel called Wandering Stars, set in the same city of Oakland and with some of the very same characters.
Oh, wow. So is it a continuation of There?
It's a kind of a little before, during, and after.
Oh, okay.
You get the lives of some of the other characters from there. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention how good the narration is. It is a cast and a full cast. And some of the pieces, I mean, we could only, for our sound sample, we only have one short piece from the beginning. But I want to mention Charlie Flight. She is remarkable. She reads a sort of dramatic monologue, and I turned it back and listened to it twice. It was that good.
And I know it is a multicast, so there are many people, including Sean Taylor Corbett.
And he's very, very good. But as is McLeod Andrews and Alma Cuervo, there's a very strong group.
Okay. And tell me, so it's set before, during, and after. Are we back with the Red Feather family?
We are with them and others. There are some other intervening folks, but we are with that family. Victoria Bear Shields is the one who does the dramatic monologue, and it's her entire group.
And question, how is the narration divided up?
It's in chapters. One of the things that Orange does that just fascinates, he kind of begins his books with a little history lesson, and they're powerful and they're painful. And then we get into a historic piece, because they go back in history, and McLeod Andrews is a historic figure. I can't remember his name, but he is the man who runs the school in Pennsylvania for Native American kids.
And tell us just a little bit about what Wandering Stars is about.
It is about this same family of Oakland Native Americans who are preparing for a huge powwow, first ever in Oakland, which is marred by, and we know this from the previous book, by gunfire. And you see what happens to the people after. And some of it is very troubling, drugs, alcohol, and yet some of it is quite hopeful. By the end, some of these people find their way.
And as we said, Tommy Orange is an extraordinary writer. I mean, I don't think anybody who's read There can forget it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you can go back after listening to this and listen to or read There, and you will have a complete picture of these families that he is memorialized.
Why don't we listen to a little bit? Who are we listening to?
This is Christian Young, and he is going to do the very beginning for us, where you get a kind of essay on the horrors inflicted on Native people.
Okay, and this is Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. It's read by a multicast.
There were children, and then there were the children of Indians, because the merciless, savage inhabitants of these American lands did not make children but nits, and nits make lice, or so it was said by the man who meant to make a massacre feel like killing bugs at Sand Creek, when 700 drunken men came at dawn with cannons, and then again 4 years later, almost to the day, the same way at the Washita River, where afterward, 700 Indian horses were rounded up and shot in the head.
Wow, that is very powerful and really made more so by an understated narration.
I think that's his gift when he does the narrative piece of this. You know, you could very easily make this so emotional that it would be hard kind of to get into the novelistic piece, but he doesn't. He sets it up very directly, very reportorially, and I think he does a great job with this Sand Creek Massacres piece, which is very troubling.
Let me ask you this. If one hasn't listened to or read There, There, can one pick up Wandering Stars, or does it pay to start with There, There and then pick up Wandering Stars?
I actually did it in the reverse order. I did Wandering Stars first and then went back and listened to There, There. So you certainly can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, like I said, this begins before There, There and after. So it is in some ways, you know,
it bookends it.
Yeah, definitely bookends it.
Okay. That is Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange, narrated by a full cast, including Christian Young, Charlie Flight, and Sean Taylor Corbett. Okay, Alan, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Today, a bonus edition of Behind the Mic, a conversation with author Cynthia Leitich-Smith and actor Sean Taylor Corbett about the joys and responsibilities of giving voice to Native American stories. That's today on a bonus edition of Behind the Mic. Be sure to listen. Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Treasures in the Dark, written and narrated by stroke survivor Catherine Wolf. Available April 9th, that's tomorrow, everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.